I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, April 17th. Quincy police are searching for three men who robbed the 7-Eleven on Franklin Street this morning at gunpoint and then crashed their getaway car and ran away. Police say three masked men armed with guns held up the 7-Eleven on Franklin Street at 4:40 a.m. and then fled in a vehicle. The car crashed into a fire hydrant near 152 Liberty Street about 5 minutes later, and all three men fled on foot. Police were using a canine to try and locate the suspects. There were no injuries in the robbery, and it's unclear if anything was stolen from the store. A Mattapan man is charged with stealing a woman's purse at the Lowe's store in Weymouth and then causing a car crash in Quincy Saturday morning. Police say 59-year-old Kelvin Cogdell stole the purse at the Weymouth store at around 10 a.m. last Saturday and fled up Bridge Street over the Four River Bridge and onto Washington Street in Quincy Point at a high rate of speed and driving erratically. Cogdell crashed into another vehicle and was stopped by a Quincy officer near Coop's Bar and Grill, where he was arrested. Cogdell will face numerous motor vehicle violations in Quincy and the purse-snatching charges in Weymouth. There were no injuries in the crash, and the victim of the purse snatching was not injured. Two people were rescued from a burning home in Quincy Saturday night. Fire broke out in a second-floor bedroom of the home at 42 Belmont Street in Montclair at about 11:30 last Saturday night. Quincy police were first on scene and rescued two people from the home. Quincy firefighters quickly doused the blaze, and the two victims were treated at the scene for smoke inhalation. They were not hospitalized. Fire was believed to be electrical in nature. A proposal for a new condominium development across from the historic Adams Birthplaces in South Quincy is back before the Quincy Planning Board today. The developer wants to demolish the Quincy Auto Tech Garage on Independence Avenue and put up a four-story, nine-unit condo building with ground-level commercial space and 23 parking spaces. The superintendent of the Adams National Historical Park opposes the plan, citing concerns about traffic and parking problems that could impact visitors to the historic site. The public hearing on the plan will continue today at 6 p.m. at Old City Hall. Well, the judge presiding over the Karen Reed murder trial said yesterday she will allow an argument from the defense that someone else killed John O'Keefe on a snowy night in Canton in January 2022. Before jury selection began, the judge said that she would not exclude Reed's attorneys from using a third-party culprit defense during the trial, as long as it's developed through witness statements and evidence. That third-party defense won't be allowed during initial statements. The judge then gave a brief explanation of the case to the jury pool after about 90 prospective jurors filtered into the Norfolk Superior Courtroom in Dedham. The defense and prosecution then introduced themselves to the potential jurors. The judge read expected witness lists for the prosecution and defense, which included a combined total of more than 160 names. When jury selection ultimately began, the majority of prospective jurors raised their hands when asked if they had heard or talked about the Reed case. About 10 to 15 people in the jury pool claimed to already have a bias one way or the other. Roughly 20 to 25 others raised cards indicating they had already formed an opinion about the case. Four jurors were seated yesterday with the goal of having a total of 16 jurors for the trial. Another group of 90 potential new jurors are expected to show up to court today to begin the process all over again. Cannabis social equity businesses are finally set to see an infusion of state money after years of waiting. The Healey administration announced yesterday that 50 grants ranging from $20,000 to $50,000 have been distributed to Massachusetts cannabis businesses through the Cannabis Social Equity Trust Fund. Devin Alexander of Quincy received $50,000 for his rolling relief delivery service in Newton. And Cloud9 Cannabis, of Liberty Street in Quincy received a $20,000 grant. The Cannabis Social Equity Trust Fund was created in August of 2022 as part of a major cannabis bill. The fund was intended to collect 15% of marijuana sales taxes in order to help entrepreneurs from communities disproportionately harmed by the war on drugs. But a year later, the fund was still empty due to problems with how the money could be transferred. In September, Governor Healey included a fix for that transfer mechanism as part of her fiscal 2023 supplemental budget, which was signed in early December. New England saw a sharp rise in anti-Semitic incidents in 2023, surpassing the national increase, according to a new report from the Anti-Defamation League. A total of 623 incidents of assault, harassment, and vandalism were recorded in the New England region last year, according to the ADL's annual audit of anti-Semitic incidents, which was released yesterday. It's a 205% increase from 2022 and the highest number of anti-Semitic incidents ever recorded in the region. The regional increase in incidents outpaced the 140% increase reported across the country. Across the nation, the ADL recorded over 8,800 anti-Semitic incidents last year, the highest total since the organization began collecting data on anti-Semitic incidents in 1979. Experts think the escalating conflict in the Middle East will cause gas prices to spike, but they say there are other reasons you may be paying more to fill up than Massachusetts in the coming months. According to AAA, gas stations will soon switch over to the summer blend fuel. That gas is better for the environment in warmer weather, but it also costs more to make. Massachusetts gas prices have gone up about 5 cents over the past week at about $3.37 a gallon. Oil prices took a slight breather last week, falling about 1%, but it could just be a rest stop on the way to higher prices, according to Mark Shieldrop of AAA Northeast. Escalating geopolitical tensions in the Middle East and expectations for strong seasonal gasoline demand could move markets higher. Cost of gas in Massachusetts, 2 cents cheaper than it was 1 year ago. The National Park Service announcing several construction projects on Massachusetts beaches in the coming months, and they could impact your trip. Projects are planned on several outer Cape Cod beaches this spring. They'll be making improvements to locations along the Cape Cod National Seashore. Among the projects, crews will be replacing old stairs at Marconi Beach in Wellfleet and installing new fee booths at Race Points in Provincetown and Head of the Meadow Beaches in Truro. Parking areas will be repaved and signs replaced at several beaches. The National Park Service said to check its website to make sure that the beach you want to visit will be open. The Thomas Crane Public Library in Quincy Center presents Preserving Nature's Legacy, a tribute to Charles Eliot, with DCR Ranger Dan Burns this evening. He'll join the Friends of the Blue Hills Ranger for a discussion about landscape architect Charles Eliot, who advocated for the creation of the Blue Hills Reservation and worked as the landscape architect for the Metropolitan Park Commission. Presentation is free. It'll be held this evening from 7 to 8 p.m. in the community meeting room of the main branch on Washington Street in Quincy Center. A check of business news this morning. Stocks are mixed. The Dow was up 63 points. The NASDAQ fell 19, and the S&P dropped 10. Asian stocks are also mixed. The dollar was lower. The euro rose. Oil at $84 a barrel. In sports, Cleveland beat the Red Sox 10-7 in 11 innings. Series continues at Fenway tonight at 7:10. Senators beat the Bruins 3-1. The Bees will face off against the Maple Leafs in the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs this weekend. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, mostly sunny, high of 63 degrees. Cloudy tonight, low 40. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy, at a high of 52, Friday, cloudy, high 57, maybe some showers Saturday morning, high of 64. For the boater, waves about a foot, northeast wind 5 to 10 knots, becoming easterly later today. The high tide 7:18 a.m. and 8:06 p.m. Sunrise 5:59, sets 7:28. Reminder, curbside collection of trash and recycling in Quincy is delayed one day all this week due to the Patriots Day holiday back on Monday. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, April 17th.